So the third one's buggered off. I haven't seen them in about an hour. I guess they're outside gallivanting and enjoying the night on the tiles. Yes, it's nearly Friday, which is a good sign. Which means it's nearly Saturday, which is a better sign. Which means it's nearly Monday, which means that I'll be 30 and I'll be starting my new job, hopefully. Things go to plan. So, yeah, yay for the weekend. And it's nearly the start of NaNoWriMo as well, which is even better because that template is screaming at me. It's glaring at me. It's kind of... Oh! At least the new version of Shriven is out on Monday as well, which is good. Yes. So, I keep finding grey hairs, which doesn't exactly fill me with great joy. But I suppose that's the only perk of being blind. I can't see them most of the time. Oh, dear me. Randomness of life. Still, grey hair is a symbol of wisdom and all that other crap, so I shouldn't be too bothered. Although, probably means I'm a bit more stressed than I should be. Oh, dear. But yeah, no, today was good. Granny and Immy came round. And Immy loves Sari. And Sari's just like, small human child. I shall be nice to it because you asked me to. But if it goes too far, I shall swat at it. Just bear in mind. So they had great fun. They were just sort of playing around and showed her how to stroke it because, you know, you've got to be very nice to cats. But because they've got Basil the bunny, she understands that animals are cute and fluffy, but do have teeth and claws, you know, which is not good. So it was lovely to see her because she's just turned into this little human now. You know, she's lost that baby fat and she's turned into a toddler and she has the most sweetest little cow boots, red leather cow boots, and they are so cute. They are the most adorable pair of footwear I've ever seen, and I hate shoes. But she's turned into this little person and she talks a lot more, although whenever she's with me she seems a bit shy. You know, she's sort of very clingy with my mother as well, which I can understand because, you know, she takes it me regularly. And, oh, bless her heart, she's grown, she's a little adorable cherub. Oh, and I get to see her again on Sunday, which is good because my brother has decided he's going to take me out to dinner due to some kind of random birthday thing that is happening the following day. So we're going up to the Swan for a nice lunch. Because it's near them, it's near me, it's very friendly for families. And, you know, he might even buy me a pint. Note to self, save money for pint. Oh, dear. So, yeah. And be nice to sort of see them, because they're both very busy. I mean, the whole moving and everything else, you know, it's been very busy recently. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Steve. Steve always moans like a yawn. I think he wants to put this on, like, ringtone or something. Somebody did. Someone said they did. They wanted to make my yawn into a ringtone. I don't know whether I should be insulted or complimented by this, but, and it's only squints at the clock. What time is it?
The time is now 39 minutes past.
There we go. It's whatever the clock said. Dear me. So, I've got to be up early tomorrow, which doesn't exactly fill me with great joy, but at least I've got a good book to read. Yeah, so we're not sure when the cats are going to come back in, but as long as they leave me to it, I'm quite happy. And it's going to be a good weekend, I think. Especially as my guildies are going to have a party with me on Sunday night. Yay! In between the whole ritual thing, the raiding, the trick-or-treating. God, Sunday's going to be such a busy night. Oh, dear. Right, I've yawned enough. I'm going. Bye.